I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Championship Roundtable podcast. You can find the show at Championship Pod on Twitter. I'm Louis Shackshaft. I'm here with Jake Jackman, and he's going to take us through the big wins and surprises from the Championship's most recent games, if you will do, Jake.
Yeah, so I'll touch on a few games, and then I'm sure you can get into some of the other ones. I don't know if there were too many surprises this week. Sort of went how I thought it would, really. I guess the two big ones that stand out were Luton beating Derby.
Yeah.
Was a bit of a shock, and maybe Bristol City going away to Stoke and winning. That was a bit of a surprise as well. But we tend to overrate Stoke on this podcast every season, so I'm not sure if we just let our own expectations of them sort of cloud our judgment a little bit. But I thought that Stoke, out of the two of them, would be the more likely to push the playoffs this year. So I guess going away from home for Bristol City, that was a bit of a surprising result for me. I guess you could maybe say Sheffield Wednesday and Middlesbrough getting draws against Watford and Bournemouth, two relegated teams. But Sheffield Wednesday have started the season well. I'm sure you all know that more than others. And Middlesbrough with Neil Warnock out with COVID, it was kind of a difficult one, especially as they lost on the opening day to Watford, another relegated team. But I thought they gave a good showing of themselves, and on another day might have potentially even won the game. So I thought they did quite well. And there's probably a few more that I'd want to touch on when we get into players. But there weren't too many big surprises. It's really that Luton one for me. But I think Luton under Nathan Jones have been really good since he's come back in. They were really good under him throughout the leagues before he left to go to Stoke. He's come back in and he's really sorted them out. And they now look like a Championship outfit where they didn't under Graham Jones last year. So they're looking really good. I think Norrington Davis there is settled in well. He's improved them a lot from left back. And they just look like they look a lot more comfortable playing Championship football than they did last year. And a lot of that is down to Nathan Jones. And I think Derby struggled a little bit, lost a couple of their young players to Premier League teams. I know they brought in Jos Riak, who got a good assist for Marriott, but they look slightly off it. And I think they've probably been slightly off it since they... since sort of the back end of last season when they drew to Nottingham Forest, they went on a bit of a disappointing run. So I'm slightly worried about Derby, but it's only two games, so I'm sure that they'll bounce back. They've got the quality to do so.
Yeah, definitely. I think you've picked out a game there that I've certainly got written down, which is Luton's victory over Derby. And yeah, we think that, you know, Nathan Jones is a good manager, and Luton will, you know, might have a decent season. Bristol City, the other one, like you say, maybe we just continue to look at Stoke and they're going to underachieve again, because I think for the last three shows that we've done, we've all said that Stoke might be one to watch this season. But evidence suggests so far, you know, only 1 point from two games. But, you know, it can quickly change. The other games I'd like to pick out, I think if we go back to Friday night, I think Coventry's victory against QPR, that 3-2 victory there, obviously gets them off the mark, and was a huge win for Coventry in what's probably going to be a tough season, but also an entertaining one for them also, because we said before, I think that Coventry will be safe this season. And then the other one, I can't really look past Blackburn's 5-0 win. You know, there was probably no surprises that Blackburn did win that, but obviously Adam Armstrong getting an hat trick. We'll come on to players in a second, but Blackburn's 5-0 win just shows how good they continue to be at home under Tony Mowbray. So yeah, that takes us into standout players from the recent set of games, Jake. So do you want to talk me through some?
Yeah, I'll start with Adam Armstrong, which might be stating the obvious, but obviously he got a hat-trick, three very good finishes. One was from a penalty, but the other two were good finishes. But I think he's one that's he's really developed. And I think he's probably one of the best players in the division now. I think over the last couple of years, he's been the scorer of great goals, and maybe has been a little bit inconsistent. But some of the goals he's getting now are more sort of predatory goals that you expect from your centre forward. And although he's not the biggest player, he knows how to cope with the physicality. It was obviously a tough game up against Wickham, very physical team, and he really stood out and didn't look like the physical battle sort of put him off his game at all. I saw him against Newcastle in the Cup where he came on and made an impact in that game, although Blackburn probably unlucky not to go through in the Cup, really. And they followed up two very good performances, one in the Cup and one in the league, but they haven't really got the results they've deserved and got that big win. And Tony Mowbray was saying after the game that it was that this sort of result was coming, and somebody was going to be on the end of it, and it was unfortunately Wickham. But yeah, Armstrong was excellent. I thought Tyree Stolen as well got a nice goal. Young player that they've got in, I think he came in from Preston, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, he made a bit of an impact in that game, and he looks like a really, really good young player, and would definitely be an exciting one to watch for Blackburn fans. I think if we go to Brentford, lost on the opening day, but they were good. And got the 3-0 win against Huddersfield. Could have been more on the day. And Mbeumo looks like he's ready to step up. And we said this, I think, in the preseason podcast. He's ready to step up.
We did.
Be the main man there. With Benrahma set to go and Watkins already have left. I think that he's really needs to step up. I think Ivan Toney's going to be good in the long term, but he might need a little bit of time to settle. So I think that it's really important that Mbeumo starts the season well. And he was excellent against Huddersfield. So yeah, he really stood out for me. And then I thought if we go to the Coventry game, I thought that Callum O'Hare was really good in that game. And QPR looked to be having the better of it up to half time, but after that, I thought that Coventry really found their feet, and I thought that Callum O'Hare was really good. He obviously got the second goal, and he did just look a threat. And he's a new player in this division; never played this level before. But he looks like he's one that could make a real impact. So, yeah, it was a really good performance from him. And it just something for Coventry to build on, even though they did concede those two goals. But we know what QPR are like. They score a lot of goals, but they also concede a lot of goals. So maybe not the most surprising result. But I thought those three for me were the standout. I'm sure you've got a couple of others that you'd like to touch on as well, Louis.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you've picked out the obvious one, should we say, particularly Armstrong, who I had written down. I'm going to go for Kiefer Moore, though. His two goals for Cardiff against Nottingham Forest. And we talked about this game on last week's show. And Max said that, you know, it was a must-win game for both sides. And yeah, it's possible that Lamucci could be one of the first managers to go, which would be a shame. But, you know, there's talks about that at Forest now. But yeah, on to Kiefer Moore again. We know that he can score goals in this division. And I think, you know, Cardiff picking him up was a great buy. And he's proven already that he knows where the net is. And, you know, I think he'll continue to score goals this season for Cardiff. A couple more that I'd like to pick out. I like occasionally, you know, pick goalkeepers, don't I? So I'm going to do that this week. I've picked out two. One of them is Cameron Dawson for Sheffield Wednesday. Pulled off a couple of cracking saves against Watford. I really thought that we'd have conceded in that game. So for that game to finish 0-0 defensively, we were quite sound. So yeah, I'm going to go for him managing to keep a clean sheet, and they haven't conceded a goal this season yet, actually, Sheffield Wednesday. And then the other one is Neil Etheridge for Birmingham. Again, managing to keep a clean sheet, and Birmingham haven't conceded a goal in the league this season. So yeah, I thought I'd just pick out those two goalkeepers, because we normally pick out, you know, players what score the goals or create them. So yeah, I thought I'd change it up on this occasion. But that takes us into the next topic, Jake. So which club has surprised or impressed you the most since the start of the season?
Yeah, it's been a few. I think that it's always important not to get carried away at what goes on this early in the season. But it is always we always do like to jump to conclusions. But I think club wise, there's been a few that have jumped out to me. I think that Coventry have looked quite good. I thought they were unlucky not to come out on top against Bristol City last weekend. They they did perform well there, and obviously got back and got that win against QPR coming from behind. So that's important. They look like they're going to be a good addition to this level. I think Millwall, again, have started quite well. Maybe not been as great in attack as they'd like, but they look solid. Two clean sheets. Got the win against Rotherham, and with players like Jed Wallace and the team, they'll always be a threat. And I think that they will get better in attack. So they're a team for me that I've been impressed with. And I think that the other one's probably Sheffield Wednesday. We said it was either going to be a season where they had to start well and maybe stay up, and then and if they didn't, maybe that points deficit would be too big to draw back. But they've impressed me as well. I've picked out a few teams that haven't won both their games. It's probably good to touch on those that have. Reading, they impressed me in the opening week. I thought they played really well against Derby, but I think they were a little bit fortunate to see Barnsley get two players sent off. So I don't know if I want to read too much into that one. But yeah, two wins from two, no goals conceded. You can't really grumble with that. Bristol City, they've looked good as well. I thought they were slightly fortunate to beat Coventry, but they were really good against Stoke and deserved that. And new manager in there, he's done well. And Luton, we spoke about them a little bit earlier, but they continue to impress me. But yeah, they're the ones for me that really jump out. But it's probably Millwall that I've sort of been most impressed by defensively, and I just think there's more to come from them, and I thought it was important for them to start the season well, and I thought at times last year under Gary Rowett they were really good going forward, but maybe lacked something in defence. So those two key sheets are quite important, and that I don't know if they're the ones that have impressed me most, but they're definitely the ones that I think could, that I've changed my opinion on the most. So I guess a slightly different angle to the questions, but yeah, probably them and Sheffield Wednesday and Bristol City for me.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you said Millwall, because I remember our pre-season show and you know, you weren't sure about Millwall, were you? You had question marks over them. I know I said that, you know, I think that this season, you know, they could be pushing those playoffs again, not saying that they get in there. But yeah, for me, they are one of the teams that's impressed me as well, actually. I know they're on 4 points at the minute, sat in ninth in the league. But I think that they'll have a really good season and, you know, will be a match for any team on the day. Like you, Sheffield Wednesday as well, I think, you know, from my perspective, starting on minus 12 was always going to be difficult. So to pick up 4 points from two games, one of those, well, you know, both games, going to Cardiff and getting a victory and then drawing with Watford, one of the Premier League teams that came down. I'm happy with that. Yeah, I've got to agree with you there. But for me, and I know it's, you know, stating the obvious, because they've sat first in the division at the minute, but I'm going to go for Reading, I think, simply because for the past 18 months, I've always had, again, question marks over Reading and said that, you know, they're a team that can score goals and be entertaining, but they also concede too many. And I know it's only two games in, and you could say that, you know, the fixtures have favoured them slightly, but they still haven't conceded a goal either. So for me, I'm going to say that Reading have impressed me. I didn't think even after two games that they'd be sat first. But there is a few teams up there also that you wouldn't have expected. And I've got to agree with you, Luton also. We've said that we think Nathan Jones is good and they've obviously done the right thing bringing him in to the club. So to have 6 points after two games for Luton, who are currently sat in third, is huge for them. You know, in many ways, it gives them better aspirations to maybe finish halfway or even better if they can do this season. So I've got to completely agree. I'm going to flip the question, Jake, and just ask you which team, again, I know it's only two games in, but is there a team that's disappointed you so far this season?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. It's only two games, as you say, and we shouldn't really be getting carried away too much, but we also shouldn't be getting too worried about teams that have lost a couple. But I mean, there's one that screams out at the bottom of the table, sort of following on the poor form they showed towards the end of last year, and that's Nottingham Forest, obviously losing the playoff position.
Yep.
As they did, they sort of backed the manager, brought in some new staff, seemed to have signed a few players, but it still just doesn't really seem quite right there to lose two games in the manner that they have done. I think that it's looking like it's a step too far, and that perhaps they should have made the managerial change. They just haven't looked good. I thought towards it, for a lot of the time under Lamucci, they were so reliable at grinding out results, but they've just sort of lost that edge about them. And to lose to QPR without scoring, and then Cardiff without scoring, these are two teams that in their other fixtures haven't looked great at the back. Cardiff conceded two in their first game, and then obviously QPR conceded three, and we know about QPR's ropey defence. So to not score in either one of those games is a huge concern. They've got so much talent in that team. You think about Sammy Amiobi, who was quite good last season. You think about Joe Lolley, who's been so reliable, and Lewis Grabber, who's always been one of the top goal scorers in the Championship in the last few seasons. Lyle Taylor, bringing him in, thought he might be able to have an impact. But it just hasn't gone right for them at all. They've got a couple of big games coming up. You look at Huddersfield, the next one, especially away from home. Huddersfield are another team that are winless, or pointless, I guess, after the first two games. That's one that they really need to win. And if they don't win that game, I think the questions being asked of Lamucci are only going to grow. So I think they're the ones that really concern me. If you look at the other teams about a win, Wickham, I think it's always going to be a tough year for them. Huddersfield have had a new manager, and they're trying to change something. They've had a couple of tough games as well. Barnsley and Derby are two teams I rate, and I'd expect them both to improve. So I'm not too worried about them, either one of those yet, because I quite like Cuckoo and I quite like Struber. So I'm prepared to give them a few more matches, but Nottingham Forest, the ones that really jump out as ones to be worried about. And I could see them making the first managerial change of the season.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at the league table and I were wanting to kind of disagree with you and pick another side that, you know, stood out. But based on the teams that are down there, and their aims and objectives for this season, which I'm guessing Nottingham Forest is finishing in the playoffs again. Or should have, not again, because they didn't do it, but you get my point that, you know, in and around the playoffs, aiming for six minimum. Nottingham Forest are certainly the side that stand out. And not only that, like you said, the fixtures have, you know, they've not been tough in any regard. And yet they've not managed to pick up a point or score a goal. So for me, yeah, losing two on the bounce, I think, and with you, it could be a case that Lamucci is the next manager to go in this division. Yeah, you could be right there. So that takes us into thoughts and feelings, Jake. So if you want to pick a side of your choice and discuss how you feel about them at the present time.
Yeah, so I think it's only right to pick a team that we haven't spoken about too much so far. So I look at Rotherham, and I think they're worthy of a bit more discussion. Obviously come up following the points per game decision in League One, maybe lacking a bit of match practice where other teams have got it in the Championship. They're used to the behind closed doors environment, but and even in their opening game against Wickham, they're used to it because they played in the playoffs. So bit of a new one for Rotherham. They know this level well, and they're probably, you know, out of the three promoted clubs, that they're the team that you'd expect to adjust quickest to life in the Championship, having been here before in the recent seasons. They always seem to give a good effort. We know what we're going to get from them. They work really hard for Paul Warren. I think he's a really good young coach. He's done really well there, despite being a little bit hesitant about taking the job full-term initially, but it's gone well for them. And I think that they've got some good players in that team. I like Ihikwe at centre-back, even though he did make an error for the goal this week. I think he's a good player, and they've got a bit of experience as well in that team. I think Joe Mattock, he's a solid left-back. Jamal Blackman, he's had so many loans that he's finally found himself somewhere where he can play regularly, and he's looked pretty decent in the first couple of games. I just think they've got enough in that squad to stay up. I think it's encouraging for them that in the first two games, yes, they may have only scored one goal, but they've only conceded one as well. And their next two games up against Birmingham and Huddersfield, I think, are going to tell us a lot more. But I think Rotherham are going to cause teams problems this year. I think, especially from set pieces, they got the winning goal against Wickham for a set piece. I think they're going to. It's going to be a game that similar to Wickham. I think neither. And no team in the league will want to go up against either Rotherham or Wickham just for the pure physicality and the set pieces that they're coming up against. But I think with Rotherham, they've got a little bit more quality and a little bit more experience in that they'll be able to keep games tight, whereas Wickham might not be able to. I think there's a shortfall of quality at Wickham, whereas at Rotherham, they've got that championship experience. They've got a little bit more quality. And I think it's shown over the first 2 weeks, even coming up against each other, it was always going to be a tight game with very little in it because they play such similar styles. But as we see them each come up against established championship teams, I think we're going to see Rotherham fare a little bit better. And I think they're the ones that I think we've got a better chance of staying up. I think they're a completely different proposition to Coventry. But I think if you compare Wickham and Rotherham, I think that Rotherham are the ones that I have more faith in staying up. And I think that's shown in the first couple of weeks. And I thought they probably didn't deserve to get anything out of the game against Millwall, but they kept themselves in the game. And if it wasn't for a mistake at the back, they probably could have got something out of it. They had more shots as well. So, you know, it wasn't like they were outplayed by Millwall. And this is a team that we expect to be challenging for the playoffs. And the physical style is one that we sort of attribute to Millwall as well, though they're moving slightly away from that under Gary Rowett. But I think that the result in the first week and the performance against Millwall give them a lot of hope that they can stay up in the division and not be a yo-yo club again. I think that's what they're trying to avoid. So I'm a little bit more optimistic about Rotherham than I was before the start of the season, but there's a long way to go. And I think it'll be interesting to see the next couple of games, as I said, against Birmingham and Huddersfield, the two big games. And despite Birmingham starting well and not conceding the goal, I think this is a game that Rotherham could cause a surprise in this weekend.
Yeah, those 3 points Rotherham picked up are vital at this stage of the season, you know. And for me, it will probably still be touch and go whether Rotherham do go down. It is literally, like we said before, so difficult in the Championship. You know, I think Paul Warren does get the best out of his side. We know that. It's just the strength and depth that I worry about consistently on a weekly basis. But yeah, they, you know, if they adapt quick and hopefully they learnt the lessons from last time. So yeah, good luck to Rotherham this season. I think I'm going to discuss, again, wrong end of the table, but I'm going to go for Huddersfield Town. I know, obviously, they've not got off to the best of starts. They've lost 1-0 to Norwich and then 3-0 to Brentford. And both games, you could have said you'd have expected them to lose. Just my concern for them is that, you know, they've not managed to score a goal as yet. They have been difficult games. But if they, you know, continue on a rut, you know, Carlos Cobarán there has come in as boss. I look down their squad and I think, yes, there's a couple of individuals what have got talent and, you know, are good championship players. But I just worry about the team, you know, again, over the course of 46 games, if they can deliver. And I've probably changed my opinion about them because I remember at the beginning of the season, our pre-season show, Jake, you said that you were worried about Huddersfield. And I said that I thought they'd probably be OK. But with the start they've had, again, I know it's against two teams that, you know, you expect to probably finish in the top four this season. So, you know, I'm not saying that it's, you know, doom and gloom at this stage. But looking forward, Huddersfield Town face Nottingham Forest next, which at this stage of the season already is, you know, going to be crucial for one of those teams to pick up points, or a point at least. And then Huddersfield, the game after that, after they face Forest, is actually against Rotherham, the team that you discussed there, Jake. So for me, Huddersfield Town's next two games, Forest and Rotherham, are vital that they, you know, at least pick up 3 points or a win from one of those two games. I don't know which game it'll come in, but that's my worry, is there's question marks over Huddersfield Town, I believe. And I think, you know, if in, let's say, another 2-3 weeks' time, if they're only sat on maybe 1 or 2 points, then is it going to be a case of what happened last season? You know, they get to a certain point, like around Christmas, and, you know, they're in that bottom three and they have to make a change again. But it's whether they've got luck on their side. So, again, I know it's early stages and, you know, I don't want to speak too soon. But for me, I just wanted to discuss Huddersfield, just because I think Carlos Cobran certainly got a tough job on his hands, and he really needs to, you know, start on Saturday against Forest, picking up some points, even if it is a draw. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting tie. But, yeah, that takes us into previews and predictions now, Jake. So, three key fixtures that we've picked out, the first one being Friday, which is a 7:45 kickoff. Two teams that have come into the division from the Premier League, which is Bournemouth and Norwich. What's your preview and prediction for this one?
Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting game. And I've been pleasantly surprised at Bournemouth in the first couple of weeks, taking 4 points. Didn't expect them to start so quickly. I would have expected a loss in those first two matches, but there hasn't been one. And they obviously knocked out Premier League opposition in the cup as well, so that gave them a bit of confidence. I think Jason Tindall sort of started quite well, so he'll want to keep that up. Norwich as well. They've only picked up 4 points, but I think they were slightly unfortunate against Preston. I thought they had so many good chances, and they probably should have won, could have come out winning that game, but it's just a little bit of lack of focus at the back, which I guess is going to take them time to fully readjust to life in the Championship. Having conceded so many goals in the Premier League, it's going to knock defensive confidence. I think we've seen that. But yeah, I still think Norwich should have the quality. I think they've made the better signings. They've not lost as many players. And Daniel Farker is just a little bit more experienced. And he'll know what a big game this is. I think that Norwich are the team that I think are better. So yeah, I'll back them to get the 3 points there.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not so sure. I think, you know, both teams won't want to lose this one. I think Bournemouth have started quite well, actually. I'm going to sit on the fence with this one, and I'm going to say it'll be 1-1. I think I'm going to call this one a score draw, because I really can't decipher between either side in that one. Actually, I think I've got it wrong. That wasn't Friday 7:45 kickoff. I think that's been moved to Sunday now at 4 o'clock. But we can discuss the 7:45 kickoff on Friday, which is actually Huddersfield versus Nottingham Forest, a big game for both sides. So how do you think this one will pan out, Jake?
Yeah, this is one we've been talking about a little bit today. I've not really been impressed with either team. I think that Huddersfield probably made a mistake letting go of their manager, and I think Nottingham Forest probably made a mistake not changing theirs. So very differing approaches here. Nottingham Forest should win this game, but so difficult to back them in their current form. So yeah, I'm going to go for a 0-0 draw.
Yeah, it's no surprise you said that, because I was pondering over a 0-0 draw as well. But I'm going to, you know, give each team a benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to say that'll be 1-1. I think I'll, again, sit on the fence a little bit, but based on, you know, form, obviously what happened to Nottingham Forest at the end of last season, again, question marks over Huddersfield this season. I'm guessing it could go either way, and it probably will not be a great game either. But yeah, for that reason, same as you, Jake, I'm going to go for a draw in this one. And then that takes us into Saturday at 3 p.m. An interesting tie, Watford versus Luton. Obviously, Watford started the season quite well. Luton, you know, two wins from two. So how do you see this one going?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. I think, again, Watford have the better players. And I think over time, they're a team I'd expect to establish themselves in the top six. But Luton have been impressive. But they're just running so hot at the moment, it's difficult to back against them. So yeah, I think I might go a bit boring on this one and go for the score draw. Back Luton to continue their unbeaten run. But not sure they have enough to beat Watford. And at some point, Watford are just going to click into gear, and it could be this weekend. Mm. So, yeah, I think I'll go for that. Go sit on the fence and say a 1-1 draw.
OK, I think this could be one of the most entertaining games this week. I think there'll be goals galore, maybe even. So I'm going to go 3-2 to Watford, purely based on the fact, like you said, that, you know, Watford have got the more talented players and at home, and, you know, they should be beating Luton. But given the fact Luton have started so well, I think it could be a close game. But I will go with a home win and Watford edged this one. So unfortunately, we've reached the end of the show. So if you'd like to let our listeners know where they can find you, Jake, now would be a good time.
Yeah, you can get me on Twitter at Jake Jeff with two N's. I appear on the Premier League show as well, which you can get at EPL Roundtable, and I write for EPL Index, so give both of those a look.
Thanks for that, Jake. I've been your host at Lewis Shackshaft on Twitter, but more importantly, please remember to follow the show at Championship Pod, where we post each show to our pinch tweet. We want to thank you all for listening, and we will catch you next time for more Championship Chat.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.